All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at the same number. You know, Sam, I want to talk about something that I think all of us can agree on. There's one thing for sure. Democrats, Republicans, male, females, young, old, black, white, all of us can agree on this. I'm sick of these phone calls that I get nonstop from people who I don't know, people who have gotten my phone number and your phone number.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't give it to them. How is it possible that all of these people have my phone number? I'm talking about corporations and others. I didn't give it to them. I didn't give permission for my private information to them. How do they get it, Sam? Do you know how to get it?
I wish I knew, because more times than not, my phone ringing, I just blow it off because it, 9 times out of 10, it is. It's a spam call that wants to get your information from you.
Right. Now, I also know that there was a time when they said you can, if you didn't want these calls, you can call this number and you can put yourself on the list for a year and you would never get these calls.
That's a load of baloney.
Right.
That's what I think.
So as it turned out, you're right.
Puts you on another list to call. I don't know.
That's exactly it.
Wait, really?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
And so my thing is, where are our elected officials on this? I thought we had a right to privacy. And so many of us wonder why we keep getting these phone calls. I used to think that I was the only person getting all of those calls. But every time I talk to somebody else, it's the same thing. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Do you know why we are getting all of these crank calls? Do you have any idea how that happened? Well, I do. And we're going to talk about how these scam people have gotten your phone number and why that shouldn't be illegal. Again, they're invading your privacy. We talk about, you know, our freedoms and all of those different things. And so I don't want that. I didn't ask for it, and I have a right to know why. And I want it to stop. Why can't our congressmen and senators stop that? I know they can, and they should be able to. The only people you can point your finger at for that is them, because they have the power to stop it. Why won't they? Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You know, listen to this. So you really have to be careful with whatever it is you do, because you ever notice, Sam, when you open up something and it says, these are cookies. You know what cookies are?
Yeah, something with that takes space in your computer. No, I usually just say yes to accepting all the cookies.
When you accept cookies,
uh-huh,
it means you're accepting giving your information to any and everybody. That's the trade-off for the site that you want to get on. And many of us don't know, you know, you want to read something that pops up cookies. And I've been guilty of it. I just click on the cookies.
Oh, yeah.
And what you're doing is opening yourself up for any and everything. If you read and went a little further, when it says either accept the cookies or not, and you go to the not accepting the cookie, it says, well, you can then choose not to accept the cookies, but it takes you a little time to go on all to hit those other lines that tell you, I'm not going to accept this. And you still can get on the site that you want to go on. You just, once you accept cookies, you've just about given your life story away.
Oh, no.
And so, you know, how many
people... They sound delicious, though. They're cookies.
So how many people really tell you that? Not many.
Oh, no.
So listen to this. Stop giving companies your phone number. Do this instead. If we all knew that we were giving our phone numbers out to these companies that we don't know, don't even want to be associated with, they don't even sell things that we even want to buy, but we're giving them our information. Facebook and Twitter admit that marketeers access the phone numbers people gave them for security verification. So wait a minute. So when I agreed to get a Facebook post or Twitter post, and you ask me for my phone number because you want to use it for protection, security protection. You mean to tell me now we find out that all of that information has gone to corporations and businesses? Did we agree to that? Was that in the small print?
No one reads that small print, Earl.
Well,
that's the problem.
Well, that's why you and I and everybody else has all of these different phone, these people who continue to call us all throughout the day with numbers, and they've gotten so good at it now, they use a phone number that looks like they can pirate phone numbers from where you live.
My boyfriend thought I was so silly for answering all of them, but I was like, what if it's a job or something? But nope, it's them.
And they know exactly what they are doing. But I'll say that Facebook and Twitter are now saying, oh, we're sorry. Sorry is not good enough. There should be a penalty that they should be paying for all of us who've gotten trapped into this. Because that's what happened. We gave an okay to those entities, not to the entire free world. If we would have known that all of our information would have been pirated or really sold because we were going on Facebook or Twitter, we never would have done it. But it's been done now. And this is why I blame our elected officials in Congress and the Senate. Excuse me. They could have prevented that. They could have created laws that would have denied the right for Facebook and Twitter to do that. Because in essence, they sold it. They made money off of your and my phone number, and we have to deal with all of this fallout now for the rest of our lives. As long as you have the phone number that you have, they're not going to give up. And they'll continue to call. Call after call after call after call after call after call. And now it's a surprise when you get a phone call and there's somebody you really want to talk to.
Yeah.
60 to 70% of the phone calls you're getting now aren't even phone calls that you want. That has happened.
I'm starting to get texts from them too. I'm starting to get those texts that want you to click the link and all that good stuff.
Well, because they're persistent and they know that they can wear you down. And if they can wear down 10% of the people that they're bothering, then they have a chance to make some money. But I'll say that this is part of another one of the issues in our nation, in our country, that can be fixed, should be fixed, should have never happened. And you argue and wonder why the American people continue to have to deal with things that just, to me, are nonsensical. You know, the fact that our government would make it easier for these businesses and corporations to bother and hassle the American people, more so than the business people who are behind all of this, is an insult. And it's another one of the reasons why both Democrats and Republicans, people lose faith in them, because at the end, we put trust in them. And we, again, they're representing us. We can't represent ourselves to these entities. They are. And they should make it clear. And maybe it's because many of us don't know this information. I didn't know it till this morning. And once I found the information, it just made me angry. Because the fact that they can do this and get away with it, and the fact that it's legal, and the fact that our government won't shut it down. Listen, we've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back.